Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Sharon, today we have with us on this edition of Connected, Pastor Dan Nicholson, all the way from Lawrence Christian Center in Lawrence, Kansas.
That's exactly right. We've been friends for years. I've known Dan since 1985, and he was my pastor at one time. I haven't always pastored.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, and so he brings the joy of the Lord, and after the weather we have had in the tri-state area,
wow.
Whoa, Sandy, came through and dumped snow, too much rain. There's flooding. People have had outages, even at He's Alive Radio. Our towers have been down because of the weather.
Yes.
But we're so glad to have Dan, and we're going to talk about the joy of the Lord.
That's right. One of the fruit of the Spirit, actually, from Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
A joy of the Lord is what's going to carry us through all times.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Bless the Lord for it.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Sharon Colasino, and I still believe in miracles today. I know that we serve a God who heals and answers prayer. It says in James chapter 5 that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Yes, the prayer of faith, and then the person's healed. It also says in verse 16 that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Because God wants to heal, and there's so many needs out there, we're having a healing service this November the 4th at 6 p.m. at the Lighthouse Church here in Grantsville, Maryland. For more information, you can go to worldlighthouse.org or come and be with us. We're off of Interstate 68, exit 19. Go south a few yards and we're on North Park Road. You'll see the fully functional lighthouse right beside the church. Come and be with us and believe God for your miracle.
Well, here it is Wednesday, Tim, and you hear Dan Nicholson laughing in the background.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We're still on this topic about the joy of the Lord. And, of course, in Nehemiah, we find out that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
And there's an old song we used to sing in church. It says, if you want joy, you've got to laugh for it. And then everybody goes, ha, 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 ha.
Isn't it amazing how in some of those little simple choruses, or we would even call them children's songs, there is great revelation and great truth.
Sure.
If you want joy, you can sing for or laugh for it.
Yeah.
And then we get to laugh at each other, but we're all laughing.
Right. That's right. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance.
Yeah.
I like this. A cheerful, and my Bible margin says face. Face.
Uh-huh.
A merry heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
Mm.
So, you know, somebody said you should smile. It increases your face value.
Exactly. You know, Papa Hagen said one time, Pastor Dan, he said, how many of you are happy out there?
Yeah.
He couldn't get very many people to smile. He says, I wish you'd notify your face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to say, you look like you've been baptized in pickle juice. Praise God. You know, we really, as Christians, we really do have something to laugh about. Because some people do think, what you look at the situation in the world today and what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on, gas prices, it goes on and on and on, but that's just it. We are in this world, but we are not of this world.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, we really have to portray a positive image to the world of who we are. Praise God, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Right.
I mean, the world, I heard one preacher say, the world, praise God, the world has Saturday night fever, but the church has Sunday morning healing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And so we need to let the people know that, praise God, the greater one lives inside of us.
Yeah.
And that does not exempt us from the trials and the problems that come in this life. But Jesus promised he would never leave us. He would never forsake
That's
us.
Right.
He'd be with us always.
Yes.
And if he's for us, then nobody can stand against us.
Mm-hmm.
And right before Jesus went to the cross and was crucified, he gathered his disciples around him. And he said a lot of things to them. But one of the things very powerful in John 16:24. He says, until now, or up until this time, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Amen.
It shows me that God really does delight in answering our prayers.
He
delights, just like a father, any father that has children, when you can do something good, when you can, you know, Christmas time, birthday time, or just any time, when you can give your children something that makes them happy,
yes,
it makes you as a father happy.
That's right.
It fulfills our joy to see our children happy.
Yeah.
Where do we get that from? It came from the heart of our Heavenly Father. Our Father is joyful when we receive from him, just like any father. So I want to encourage people today. Jesus said, up until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Well, maybe some of you that are listening today, maybe you've never thought of just asking boldly in the name of Jesus. Actually, I did some research, and the word ask in the Greek doesn't literally mean like begging or pleading.
Mm-hmm.
It literally carries an idea of demanding something.
Okay.
If you demand anything in my name, I will do it.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean that we're demanding God to do something, but it means we can demand the devil to take his hands off of God's property.
That's right.
You take your cancer and you get out of here. You take your diabetes and you get out of here.
Yes.
You take your whatever it might be and you get your hands off of God's property.
Yeah.
Because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I belong to God. And you know what? I look at it this way. Before I was a Christian, I was a single family dwelling. When I got born again, Jesus moved in. So there's a duplex here. Jesus is living. Jesus is, and when he moved in, he cleansed the temple.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So how dare the devil to attack this temple? This temple belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it doesn't mean the devil will not, you know, try to trespass on us. He'll come and he'll bring things, and we either can accept it or reject it. So I say in the name of Jesus Christ, when my body is hurting, I command it to get healthy.
Yes.
I have every right to do that.
Amen. Praise God. Well, you're in the 16th chapter of the book of John there,
yes.
Verse 33. If you go ahead and read that.
Yeah, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Joy. Be of
Glory
good cheer.
Amen. We have good cheer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cheers, everybody. Start laughing out there.
Happy hour.
Hallelujah.
It is
every
happy hour.
Every hour is happy hour in the body of
Hallelujah.
Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
You know, I can imagine Jesus sometimes. It's like he was trying to teach these disciples the principles of the kingdom, and he set an example for them. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. And he came down off a mountaintop experience where he had just transformed in front of them, you know.
Yes,
and
yes.
then as soon as he got off the mountain, you know, a man came and he said, I brought my son to your disciples to cast out this spirit, and they couldn't. And Jesus' first response was, oh, faithless generation, how long have I got to put up with you? Bring him here to me, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, how long has he been like this? He said, from a child. But what I hear Jesus saying, how long has he been like this? Long enough, that's how, because we're going to take care of it right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
I believe God wants to meet our needs right now, not next week. Sometimes when people pray, they think, well, you know, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith, but I don't know when he's going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe we need to believe that when we pray, we have what we ask for.
That's right.
That's what Jesus said in
Amen.
Mark 11. So if we have it when we ask for it, then all we need to do is just start laughing and thanking God. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
You paid my bills. Thank
God.
You, Lord. You healed my body. Thank you, God. You
yes.
healed that relationship.
Yes.
And then just start laughing
Amen.
In the devil's face. The devil goes, what are you laughing about? Well, I read the Bible and it told me where you're going. And I'm not going there, but you are.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? We really do have a lot to be grateful for, thankful for. And again, religion is dry and dead, and it just sucks the life out of people.
Yes.
But faith, faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can move mountains.
Move mountains.
All of us have mountains in our life. And if we don't, we make mountains out of molehills, out of little things.
Hallelujah.
But you know what? We can speak to the mountains, the challenges in our life, the word of God in the name of Jesus.
Praise
and he
God.
Said, if you ask or if you demand anything in my name, I will do it, that your joy may be full.
Yes.
Tim, Sharon, I just want the listeners out there right now to realize you can have joy by faith. Just start laughing right now. Wherever you are, you're going down the road in your car, hold on with both hands, keep your eyes open, but laugh. Just start laughing. It doesn't matter. Just try it and see what happens. Something's going to break. It's like a dam breaking inside of you, and you'll just begin
Praise
to overflow
God.
With
Glory
joy,
to God.
And healing will come, and answers
Amen.
To prayer will come. Needs
Amen.
Will be met because you obeyed God's word.
Praise God. Mark 11:24. It's on the same line of what you're talking about of faith. It says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you'll
right.
so have them. Take it
Absolutely.
By force is what that word pray
Absolutely.
And believe means.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, you know, I heard this story about this little lady in the church, old time Pentecostal, you know, with a little hanky, and she would shout and do a little jig, and they said the preacher would preach on heaven, and she would
would shout. Then the preacher would preach on hell, and she would shout. And somebody said, you know, if the preacher preaches on heaven, you shout. But then when he preaches on hell, you shout. She says, well, I shout because I'm going, and I shout because I'm not going.
Amen.
No matter when the word gets into your life, there's something to be joyous about.
Amen. Praise God.
When you read the book of Psalms, it's continuing to tell you to shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
With a voice of triumph. Yes.
It talks about the joy. We're to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise and be thankful. That it is part of our walk with God.
Amen. So when we get into the Word of God, as you're saying there in the book of Psalms, we look there in chapter 34 and verse number 1. I will bless the Lord every once in a while.
Yes.
No, I'll bless the Lord at all times.
All
praise shall continually be found in my mouth.
You,
we
Jesus.
Continue to go on in the book of Psalms, chapter 105,
mm-hmm.
and or chapter 119, verse 105. Thy word, you know, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Everything that we get comes from the Word of God, including
Absolutely.
Joy.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, Dan, we're going to continue this. I believe it's going to take all week to get people liberated. I really do.
Praise God. By Friday, you guys ought to be rolling in the floor.
That's right.
Holy roller ever.
That's right. I'm a holy roller. Praise Jesus.
Oh, my.
Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen, the feet of God is the perfect place for imperfect people. He's calling you. Now is your time. Today is your day. Come on. Are ye heavy laden? And are ye heavy hearted? Heavy hearted.
By the Spirit.
There is one thing about Dan. He can always be positive in a negative world. He can be up in a down world. He can bring joy in a sad world.
Amen. Wow.
And so it is wonderful to have this time with him. He'll be back tomorrow and the next day as well. And I'm thinking, how appropriate for us to talk about joy. I know that annoys some if they're really suffering, but really the strength of God and the joy of the Lord, I believe, comes when you have a thankful heart in the midst of trials.
That's right. Praise God.
And we can have joy knowing that God, He loves us, and we can put our faith in Him, and we can get through anything and everything.
That's right. Through the storm that's recently been in the area, we've had to sing, I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
I know there are some that maybe are suffering right now. They've they've suffered some loss.
That's right.
There's work to do. Maybe they've gone without power. Mm-hmm. And God is able right now to touch. And I believe we need to also pray for our brothers and sisters and those that are suffering on the Eastern Shore.
Yes.
It's been devastation in New Jersey and in New York and Delaware.
Just all over the Eastern Seaboard.
It really has been. Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Lord, you are the master of the storm, and you're the master of chaos, and you're the master of problems. And right now we pray your touch upon the people right now that are working to rebuild their lives. We pray, Holy Spirit, that the Church of Jesus Christ would rise up and be, Lord, your love extended at this time, in Jesus' name.
And Father, we just thank you for every person that's listening right now, online live at HeesAlive.net. Those out in the Baltimore area through the Chesapeake Bay that have suffered loss, God, that you would touch them. And you're such a God of restoration and a God of restitution. And what the enemy meant for evil through the storm, God, you're going to turn it around and bring good out of it. We pray for every member of every family that's been touched by this storm, God, that you would just minister grace to them right now, and that salvation would fully come to the people, in Jesus' name.
And Father, we pray for this nation to turn back to you. Lord, our sin has lowered the hedge of protection round about this nation, just like it did, we saw in the Old Testament, when the nation of Israel forgot you, God, the enemy came in.
Yes.
And right now we pray for revival for this nation. We pray for, Lord, healing in our land.
Yes, God.
We pray for, Lord, these things that are going to be voted on same-sex marriage and gambling in the state of Maryland and other issues, God. We pray that your people would rise up and vote righteously and would rise up and pray and let their voice be heard. We pray, God, your will in these elections coming up. But more than that, we pray for an awakening to your people,
God,
as never before, that your people, which are called by name, called by your name, would humble themselves and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, so we could hear from heaven and that you would heal our land. We pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
We will be back tomorrow with Connected.
That's right.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.